everyone. Welcome back to All Whack. I love how that rhymes.
That is good.
It's such a great time. Mm-hmm. I have Cody again with us.
What's up, everybody?
And today we're going to talk all about being yourself.
That's right.
Because being yourself is important.
That's right.
That's a good
Very
thing.
Important. Very important.
Be yourself to the world, you know?
Be yourself with the world, man.
Just let the world see you for who you are.
What about the world, man?
Yeah. But my first talking point is kind of very backwards thinking about this topic because, yeah, Cody laughs because it's true.
It's true.
It's pretty true how backwards this is. So I kind of think of myself as, like, this quote-quote character. So I don't think of myself as, like, I am Jackie, this is me all the time. Because mm-hmm. I feel like I have those different moments or phases or something, you know, different masks that I have that when I'm doing music, that's all I want to do. And that's, I'm a different, my work ethic is different when I do music, and it's different when I write, and it's different when I read.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, compared to my actual work ethic, I am a different human being at work. I mean, I'm still relatively the same. I'm still, like,
sure, yeah,
you know, awkward and weird.
Same.
But I'm a little more professional there, where I don't like to be professional. That's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do fun things. So I don't usually have that much fun at work unless, you know, we're just all crazy that day. But, you know, like, when I think about, like, because I don't know if I told Cody this yet, but, I might have. We probably talked about it. Like, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I want to be on the shadow cast.
Yeah,
that
would
be so awesome. So I'm like, you know, I wouldn't be me. I would be Janet.
Well, duh.
Or Magenta. I will also accept the role of Magenta.
Magenta's a good role.
That would be, oh my god, that would be so weird. But the point is like, that would be a whole different, essentially, that'd be a different me, is like, those of you who have seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, there are some scenes that are like, oh, okay, that's a thing that's happening, I'm just gonna watch it happen, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's basically the whole movie.
Yeah, the whole thing, you're like, okay, I'm just gonna let this happen and watch it.
Yeah, well, this is happening, alright.
Yeah, but I am not like that, like, that's not my personality, is to be... Well, because, you know, they're so sexual and, like, open about stuff. That's not me.
They're very open about it.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
I know. Me sitting there, I'm like, please hold. Pause.
Please hold.
Pause, please. That's
Skip.
What? Slow
Skip.
Your roll. Slow your roll. But I still really enjoy that movie. But if
it's
I were
a great
to,
movie.
If I were to be on the shadow cast, you know,
mm-hmm.
that'd be a different side of myself coming out. Because I
exactly.
feel like I could do it because.
Totally.
It's one of those things where I'm just like, you know, I want to do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Nike. Just do it. Does not
Shout
sponsor.
Shout out to Nike.
Does not sponsor. But, you know, I sometimes, even when I go to look at all my clothes, I go, I hate literally everything I have. Except for the sweater. I've worn this sweater so many times.
It's a nice sweater.
Because I like this sweater.
It's a nice sweater.
It's comfortable. And then...
That's what matters, is comfort,
yeah,
not
I need
style.
To be comfortable.
Comfort.
I need to be comfortable at home.
That's right. You should feel comfortable at home.
Yeah. But when I get ready for work in the morning, I look at my closet and I go, I don't like any of my clothes at all. Why did I get that? Burn it.
Why did I get all of these?
Yeah.
Burn them all.
Burn all of them. And then other days, like when I go to Goodwill and things like that, or I just look at clothes, I'm like, I would never wear this. Let's get it. Let's do it. And then nice. I wear it, and I'm like, this is a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. So it's like I'm trying on a new personality. I'm trying on a
yeah.
new side of my character, if you will.
That's a cool way to put it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
it's like,
you.
Yeah, it's a different way to... I mean, it's just... These are all just different ways to express yourself.
Exactly.
Like, because we all express ourselves differently, or at least I feel like we all express ourselves differently in different situations, you know, or in different environments especially. So, like, just like you said about having kind of a different face at work, you know, like, kind of a different side of you show at work. Like, I feel like all of us can relate with that, especially in the sense of being professional. Because that's a big part of, you know, just, that's a big part of work ethic, is being mm-hmm. professional, like, all the time, right? being a adult, you know, which sucks, being but it's like, it's hard and it sucks, but it's like, we gotta do it. Mm-hmm. And we gotta look professional doing it. We gotta look good.
True.
Gotta look good for the company.
So, like, how do you think of yourself?
Well, you know, in terms of, like, kind of having different, like we talked about having, like, different sides of ourselves, that's how I do see myself. I don't see myself as just a single person. I don't see myself as just Cody. Like, this one personality that's just in every single scenario that I'm in. You know, it changes. And while I have a lot of, like, the same parts of my personality come out, because that's truly who I am. Like, I'm a very awkward person. I can be really weird, you know? But, and these sides show out all the time, like, even at work. But that's kind of where I get my sense of humor from, is, like, you know, I've pretty much accepted the fact, since I really knew how awkward I was of a person, I've used that as my sense of humor. And people, I see that people enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I guess if I'm at work, or if I'm in an environment where I don't really know anybody, you know, like, just any public place, talking to strangers and mm-hmm. whatnot, that's just how I be myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just awkward, and, like, I just kind of, you know, shake it off and just be myself. Like,
can I interject really quick?
Go ahead.
I feel like what you're describing, to me, sounds like a blanket personality, or, like, a blanket how you are always are,
mm-hmm.
Which does make sense, because it's like, yeah, you're always awkward, you're always fun, and, you mm-hmm. know, you always make people laugh and things like that. Yeah. That's how you always are with all people in all, you know, that's kind of what I'm getting from that. So I feel like we all have that, like, blanket personality, and then there's, like, the deeper parts... Just injuring myself over here. There's the
take five.
Yeah, they're the deeper parts, you know, like when, you know, you can continue. Continue with your deeper parts of your personality.
Yes. So but I definitely express this blanket personality because that's where a lot of my traits come out, but at the same time, I act differently in many situations. So, like, just looking at it, hanging out with myself, you know, of course I'm comfortable. That's when I'm at my most comfortable. It's like I'm pretty strongly on the introvert side rather than the extrovert, even though I love talking to people. I have really bad social anxiety. I've always had that. Always had that growing up. So, you know, it's been like, I've never really been able to fully be comfortable around people. So it's like, when I'm just by myself, when I'm in my own element, I wouldn't say that's truly who I am, but, like, a lot of what I express is just, like, you know, just kind of, like, I guess...
You're more comfortable by yourself.
I mean, that's what I'm getting at, yeah, but I'm getting a little lost here, excuse me. lost in thought, you know. But, like, when I'm at my most comfortable state, it's like, that's when I don't feel any pressure at all, of course. And it's like, I can just truly be myself, you know. I can truly, like, express myself. Like, I talk to myself all the time. Like, that's a huge trait of mine, especially when I'm by myself. And I've gotten more comfortable with that aspect around people, too. Because that's it, you know, it comes out. It's like if you're hanging out with friends and all of a sudden you get isolated by yourself, like, I'll talk to myself a little bit. My friends will be like, who the hell are you talking to? I'm like, myself.
Me. I am my best friend.
Can you please not interrupt?
Right now.
Like, I'm in a really intense conversation with myself.
I'm having a staff meeting. I need you to back off.
This is a conference meeting, sir. you're going to have to reschedule.
Make
an appointment with the receptionist. I'm just standing. Standing there.
You pull out
papers.
A pen. When do you want to make this appointment?
I'm available anytime later. But not right now. So go away. But, and that's the, and, you know, that's the thing. So it's like when I'm with people, I would say I'm totally different. And that's a big part of it is social anxiety, which I'm still trying to, you know, like, get a hold of, really. But, you know, like, at the same time, being yourself is a part of accepting, I mean, part of being yourself is just accepting, you know, the tool, like, what you're given in life, you know, whether, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe in. It's just like, these are the tools that you're given in life, and you're just, you know, you move forward, you move on. You can't just be like, oh, well, I hate everything about myself, so I'm just gonna lay in bed all day and not think about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you gotta deal with the tools you're given. You gotta, you can't be afraid to express yourself. And once you really take a deep look into yourself and you see what, you know, what you're really made out of, like, who you are, it gets much easier. It's much easier to get comfortable. around other people, it just gets much more, you get much more comfortable being able to express yourself in different environments where you may not feel comfortable. You know?
Rocky Horror Shadow Rocky, Cast. Like,
exactly.
Wearing that Rocky gold underwear, are you kidding me? That'd be horrifying.
Well, sure, but you know, like, you could, then you could be a different character.
Gotta
you
do
could
what
be,
you gotta do.
Yeah, exactly. If you have stage fright, you could be Meatloaf. I mean,
yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm not gonna spoil it at all. I almost went into the topic that would have, but I'm not gonna spoil
we'll
it.
We'll avoid it.
We'll just, yep, we'll avoid it.
We'll save it for a different time.
That's right.
Make a whole episode about Rocky
just,
Horror.
Just DM me, I'll talk to you.
Yeah,
about
just
it.
DM me.
If, you,
we'll
if you're okay
it out.
With spoilers, just DM me.
Yeah, it's fine.
Mr. Ginger's Finster.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, like, how you can really get a hold of yourself, to quote you, is like really just spend time with yourself and get to know yourself. Mm-hmm. Do things that you actually enjoy, whether you have friends who enjoy doing it, or you just go do it by yourself. Like, if there's a movie you really want to see, but nobody else wants to go with you because they don't want to see it, mm-hmm. go see it by yourself.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Like, you learn a lot about yourself when you go. You're like, okay, because I did this. I went and I saw a movie and I was like, are people going to think that I'm weird going to see this by myself? Like, I'm going to be sitting in the theater by myself. Like, no one's going to be next to me. And... Mm-hmm. People, I felt like, you know, because I started getting anxiety from that. I go, I feel like people are going to look at me.
Yeah,
and
they're going to be really
they're
judging.
They're like, oh, you're at a movie by yourself. That is
wow.
sad and lonely.
That is so pathetic.
Yeah.
It's like when people go out to, like, dinner by themselves. And because people will be like that. It's mm-hmm. like, that's what causes the anxiety. Like, I mean, not saying, like, oh, people are the cause of my anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm not trying to put it that way.
You
but...
build it so much in your head to yeah. where you're like... Everybody's gonna look at me and think mm-hmm. I'm a freak because I'm doing this by myself. But
yep.
But then, you know, when I got to the movie and I sat down, I was like, it's dark in here. Literally no one can see me.
Yeah.
And then I like doing things by myself sometimes because then mm-hmm. I can... Because at the movie, I just had, like, this whole conversation in my head where I was, like, watching and I go, that guy's a fucking idiot. Or, like,
right.
you know?
And to you, and, like, it's funny, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's
then
not
I
like people are to be like, can
bit.
You, like, stop interrupting the movie? But
exactly.
no, it's just you, so it's like, you don't care.
Yeah, it's like I know I'm interrupting myself. Yeah, it's like, hey, good job, self.
Just talking to yourself during the movie.
Yeah.
You're really funny. Hey,
yeah.
thank you.
Well, and then it's like, I can get a small popcorn and I can mm-hmm. eat that by myself and not have to share it with anybody else.
There you go.
And then
yep.
not have to get the big popcorn and then only eat a little bit of it because that's a lot of heckin' popcorn.
Mm-hmm. And there's so much left.
Yeah, and I can get whatever candy I want. I can get whatever mm-hmm. I want
that's
and
right.
not have to share with anyone.
That's right. You are in charge.
I am in
and
charge
you.
Of this outing.
I am in charge. I am the manager.
I am the manager. Do not speak to me.
Do not speak to me.
Yeah. Nobody wants that. I don't want to speak to my own manager. That's me.
No.
What do I do when I'm pissed at myself and then I go, I need to speak to your manager. Oh, wait, that's me.
And then that's when I'm there. Would you like to make an appointment?
Yeah, do you need an appointment? Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, and another way that I kind of get to know myself and is I spend time with people.
Yeah.
Now, these are, you know, people that I've known. Like you, for my whole heckin' life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're one of the only people that I remember actually, like, growing up and being like, how the hell did I meet you?
Right.
I don't even know. You
all...
just appeared one day, and I was
yep.
like, you're my friend, and we're
but...
like, cool, that's cool.
That's cool.
And then now we're friends. Same with Wesley.
Is.
Same with Fisher.
Same, yep.
Yeah, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know where I met you, what happened, or anything, but we just decided we were friends in our minds.
And,
then
glad we did.
Yeah, me too, yeah, because I'm like, wow, here we are. Like,
still friends to this day.
Like,
that's
how
cool.
long? We met in second grade, so that's like 13 years.
13 years.
13 years of mm-hmm. my life, your life. That's literally over half of our lives.
Yep, half of
yep.
more than half of our lives. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's whack. And so
that's why.
But then I get a sense of I can be weird around you guys because you're also weird, and I don't
yep.
feel weird being weird.
We're not going to judge someone else's weirdness because
we
are.
And if
you
do,
weird.
I will judge you back, and I've done that before.
That is true. We've gotten into some pretty judgmental fights.
That's true. With Fisher.
Where I've lost
those, my
most
favorites
of them.
Are with Fisher. Those are so
yep,
funny.
Those are always good.
Those are a good time. But, you know, I feel comfortable that if you guys say something to me that you're like, trying to be sarcastic but also slightly mean it.
Yep.
I can do the same thing back and you're not going to get pissed or anything. Yep. Yeah, we just can't roast get away each with other. It. No, you can't get away with that. I'll That's get right. you.
I know. I know this.
I know the pain.
This isn't new to me. I know the pain.
Yeah. But I'm not going to feel weird about doing that because you guys are going to be like, "Oh, well, that was a dick move," you know? But
yeah, it's not like we're
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's not like we're totally offended by it, because it's like, you know, deep inside, it's like, she's my friend. She doesn't mean it.
I mean, I slightly mean it.
She doesn't mean I'm ugly.
I slightly mean it. No.
I mean,
I said it, didn't I? No.
You think I'm stupid? Well, kind of.
Well, yeah, didn't we just have a fight about that in the kitchen?
Okay, hey, they don't need to know that.
What doesn't
She's
happen,
lying.
What doesn't happen on the podcast doesn't happen
I'm
in real life.
I'm a genius.
I am the smartest.
Let the record show that I am a genius.
But also, spending time with people you do like and then spending time with people that you don't like. That sounds weird, but I mean, you meet people all the time, especially when you're in school. You meet a ton of people because, you know, you're all in classes. And then, I mean, I met a lot of people that I did not like. And it wasn't like an instant I met them and we talked for 2 seconds and I go, "I don't like you." It was like we talked a little bit and I go, "I don't really like the way you think or the way you say things or how you conduct yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna stay away from you until you come to me." Because that inevitably will happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so there are lots of people like that for me in high school where it's like, I didn't really like them, but I'm not a mean person, so I'm not going to be like, "I don't like you, don't talk to me." You
know? Well, yeah, exactly.
So I'm not going to do that, but it's like, I don't go out of my way to talk to the person that I don't like just so I can maybe make myself like them and be that way to like them. And that's a huge reason why I don't really get along with people is just because I don't like the way they think or talk to people or, you know, that kind of a thing.
That's why I, that's really why, like, my whole life, my social circle has been really, like, kind of closed in, you know, like, because I'm still open to meeting new friends, of course. Like, I love meeting people, but that's why my circle has been so close is because it's like, you know, when I talk to people and I kind of see, you know, you see the way they think, you see the way that they treat other people. And you see kind of their, like, thoughts and opinions, and you may not agree with all of them, but that's, you know, that's just a part of being people. It's like we agree and we disagree, right? But, like, you know, when you're kind of, when you have your close circle and somebody kind of wants to come in from the outside, it's still kind of like, you don't really, like, I don't really fully agree, you know, I don't really like you that much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, we don't see eye to eye, and that's a huge part of, you know, friendship. It's like, because you can obviously, like I said, still disagree, but it's like, I don't really, you know, I don't like the way you think
There's
about
disagreement
these certain
and
things.
Dislike.
Yeah, exactly. There's disagreement and dislike. I'm basically talking in a circle, but that's, I mean, that's exactly it. It's like, you can dislike somebody, and just because you disagree with them doesn't mean you immediately dislike them. It's the way that they express themselves. Like, I personally hate when people treat food service workers like shit, you know, like, and that, I mean, that, that's not a thing for everybody, you know, like, not everybody has that opinion, but, like, when I see somebody, like,
when it's unnecessary.
Exactly, when it's unnecessary. It's like, we've all had that fallout with our parents, like, out, you know, out getting food or something, like, going out to dinner or something, right? And they kind of, they don't treat, like, the busboy, or, like, they don't treat the waiter or waitress, like, you know, kind of like people. It's like, they just treat them as, like, a servant. It's like, that's not cool. That's not right.
Yeah.
They're people. It's like, we can talk to them like people because we're grown-ups, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least that's, you know, that's my view of it. And it's like, if you, and in my opinion, it's like, if you don't treat people like people and instead see them as something else, that, you know, that kind of makes, you know, that makes for a little bit of dislike between you and I, you know, like, we don't see eye to eye in that sense, and that's kind of a red flag for me, you know? So.
Yeah, well, and I think, too, when you are spending time with people that you might not necessarily like, you kind of learn, you're like, wow, I don't like this type of person. So now I can kind of look out for those signs of these types of people and be like, no, I already know not to go near these people, you know, and even with people you don't like, you still have similarities. And for me, sometimes when I think of things that I have in common with people that I don't particularly like, I'm like, wow, like,
that's whack.
It is. It's just a weird thing. It's so hard. I'm like trying to formulate how to say it and like how I'm thinking about it in my mind, but mm-hmm. it's more of a feeling where, like, Arctic Monkeys, for example. I love Arctic okay. Monkeys. They're mm-hmm. an excellent band. And then when people I don't like the Arctic Monkeys, I'm like, I feel almost offended to where I'm like, you're a garbage person and you like the same things I do. And I don't always think of myself as a garbage person, even though the things I'm saying right now make me sound like a garbage person. But I mean, that's just kind of how I feel. Or like things that I truly, deeply care about and I'm just so passionate about. Mm-hmm. And other people that I don't like those things. I'm just like, you've tainted that a little bit for me. Like, mm-hmm. it's just like, that's just something that I hold near and dear. Like, Harry Potter. When people I don't like Harry Potter, I have a problem.
It spoils it a little bit, really.
Yeah, because I'm like, no, you're garbage.
You can't like the same things I do.
Yeah, you know?
I don't like you.
Yeah, exactly. And
what gives you the right?
Yeah, who said you could do that? But... you know, I don't express that to them to where I'm like, oh, you like Harry Potter, okay.
Okay, cool.
You know, but it's a weird feeling to try and describe because I can't really describe it.
It's a legitimate
feeling. It's not a word, a mindset that I can put into words for you. It's
how an emotion. Almost.
I react and I, you know. It's just, yeah, you like my body motion that I'm doing. So, you know, I just feel like that it is tainted. But then when people I do like go, oh, Harry Potter, yes! I'm like, yes, you get it, you understand. Mm-hmm. We can talk about this and be nerdy, and it's delightful.
Absolutely.
But I don't feel the same sense with that with people that I don't connect with because I don't have that connection, and the only thing that connects us are... the one thing that I can connect with you on, but mm-hmm. I can't connect with you on anything else, so I don't want to talk to you. But like other people where I connect with, I don't know, and it's a weird thing because I have friends who I don't have that much in common with, but we get along so well. Yeah. You know, and that's also people I don't like. I don't have a lot in common with them, mm-hmm. but I don't like them. Mm-hmm. And usually that's how they treat me initially. And mm-hmm. and I, yeah, just the connection there is...
connection just ain't right.
Is off. It's off. It's whack. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Whack.
So, you know, then when people I do like certain things, like, I'm trying to think of an example. So I have a few friends who play D&D. Chandler, my brother, he plays D&D.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried D&D one time. It was not too bad.
Yeah.
It was not that bad.
It's a fun game.
Because I didn't know what I was doing. You know? So I just kind of get there and I go, okay.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. You know, and they're explaining all the things to me. And I really like the person. I'm like, yeah, we connect and we vibe and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, hey, let's play D&D. I'm like, I've never done that. I'm scared. Let's do it.
I'm scared. Let's go for it.
I'm horrified, but let's try it out. And so, you know, then... I was willing to try that because I liked that person, but I'm not going to say right now, yeah, I played it the one time and now I want to play it all the time. Honestly, I don't want to play it all the time. It's not something that I thought I would really be into, but I did enjoy my time. It's, you know, that, it's one of those things where I know people get super into it and it's like this whole thing and the, you know, all the things are happening. Again, I don't know a lot about it, so I'm not gonna like pretend I do. I just know the things happen and the things go down.
Yeah, it's like a TV show. It's like, you know, so, you know, all your friends can turn you on to it, and like, you know, for example, Game of Thrones. Like, I have a lot of I have respect for that show. Like, it's a really cool show. It's got a really intense story to it. But
I refuse to watch that show.
I've only watched a few episodes, and I'm not the biggest fan of it. Like, it's not really my thing. I mean, it is and it isn't, you know, in different ways, but I won't go into that.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of it, but you can still respect those things, and you can still enjoy the time that you have. Like, the couple of episodes I watched. I don't know what season or episode, but they were really good. Like, I enjoyed them.
You didn't start with season one?
I did like not. A normal no, person? No. What? I was just watching it with somebody. So oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, and I thought you were by yourself. They were.
Oh, no, no. I was just like,
you didn't start with season one, you heathen?
Let's start with the newest season, shall we?
Because why not?
Because I hate myself. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's spoil everything. Yeah. Well, and you know, I'm not going to pretend that I really like the game and I want to play it all the time or, you know, mm-hmm. watch the show or, you know, like the people, whatever. I'm not going to pretend because ultimately it's like that person that introduced you to the thing, obviously they want you to like it, you know? They go, oh yeah, I think you would really enjoy this, and then you're like, oh, that's mm-hmm. that's wonderful, you know, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you try it, and then you're like, oh, maybe I don't really like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like it or not like it. It was more of, that's a thing that I would do every once in a while. But I honestly, I don't take it like Dungeons and Dragons. I don't take it that seriously. Like I know a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Take it as seriously as you want. Take it as not seriously as you want.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm just like, well, it was a good time. Like, I'm mm-hmm. not going to go out of my way to be like, gotta play D&D! Yes!
You know, I'm not obsessed with this. Yeah. But, you know,
exactly.
I enjoyed it.
And so, you know, then a question that I would ask yourself, too, is if you feel like you are a person that does that, that goes, oh, yeah, my friends like a lot of things, so I just like them because I want to hang out with my friends and I want my friends to like me.
Yeah.
You know, I would just ask yourself, do you like those things because those people like it, or do you like it because you like it? Because
mm-hmm.
ultimately, you want to like the things that you like, not the people around you, because
the
people around you, it's sad, but the people around you change so much throughout your life.
Very true.
And so you want to like the things that you like and not the people around you.
Yeah.
So much. You don't want to be in so deep in, like, all this fantasy, so I'm just going to continue playing on the D&D, Game of Thrones, like, all of that stuff. If you don't like fantasy, you're not required to like fantasy because your friends you like to. It. Yeah, you're not required. If you don't like it, you don't like it. I don't really like fantasy. I didn't think I would like D&D, but I did. Mm-hmm. It was enjoyable. But, again, I'm not going to go out of my way.
Yeah.
And then also Game of Thrones. I have not watched Game of Thrones, so I cannot say that I like or dislike Game of Thrones. Yeah. I have no opinion because I have not seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm not gonna watch it because everybody in my life is like, watch Game of Thrones. I am not interested in Game of Thrones. Stop telling me to watch Game
Stop
of Thrones.
Stop telling me.
I'm not going to watch it. One day I may watch it. Maybe. But I don't care. I really don't care.
Yeah.
And it's like Walking Dead. I tell people are like, oh yeah, I stopped watching after like season 3. And I go, that's really all you needed to see. That's it. That's all you needed. But if you want to know more, I will tell you more. What do you want to know? I will let you know. But I'm not going to be like, oh, you need to watch like this. You gotta. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that because people do that to me and I want to hit them in the face.
So
I'm
true.
I'm like, get out
it
of my face.
It gets really obnoxious.
Yeah,
really
I'm like, obnoxious. Get out of my face because I don't want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make me.
Yeah, it is my decision.
Exactly.
And I choose not to watch
it. So what I encourage people to think about too is, do you like things because they're popular? Mm-hmm. Like Game of Thrones, Stranger Things. I've still not seen Stranger Things either.
Really?
Really? See,
I'm not gonna. Okay,
you're shocked. You're shocked.
I am shocked.
Your
this
initial
is a good
thought
example.
Was you gotta.
This was a good example.
Yeah. His first.
I hesitated.
Yeah,
though.
But in your head, you're like, you gotta.
Sure, but I still hesitated.
It's like when people tell me they haven't seen Supernatural. I'm like, you gotta.
You gotta.
That's my initial reaction.
It happens. It's like we're people. It's like we see that, you know, because. That's a part of it from, like, the friend's perspective, too. It's like, oh, my other friend would love this thing. Mm-hmm. I should tell them about it. Like, you know, I don't want to exaggerate it too much, but then you kind of do sometimes. Like, it just happens.
You it's hype like, it well, up.
Yeah, you hype it up real.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. It's like, you know, obviously I'm guilty, too. I hesitated myself from totally hyping that show up to you.
Yeah.
Like,
And honestly, I'm not interested in Stranger Things, and that offends a lot of people. And it offends a lot of people when I tell them that I don't want to watch Game of Thrones either. Well, and sure. I don't think that's fair of them, because it's a popular thing that a lot of people like. I want to know how many people have seen those shows and actually legitimately do not like them, but they continue to watch them because it's popular and you want to be able to talk about it with people. Do you know how many conversations that I have overheard about Game of Thrones with my friends who know I have not seen Game of Thrones? Zero. You want to know why? Because they know I haven't seen it. But I go, you could literally talk about that show. I don't care. Yeah. I probably won't watch it. And you will tell me what happens. And I'll be like, that's cool.
Exactly. You guys can talk about it. I just can't give in much input.
Yeah. So. I'm like, talk about it. I don't expect me to comment unless you say something really, really ridiculous. Then I will get
ridiculous.
You. I will get you. But
nobody's safe.
Yeah, nobody's safe. And same with music. Like, there's a lot of, like, the popular music nowadays, I don't like it. I don't like it. Ariana Grande's new album, I don't like. Come at me. I don't like it.
I have no opinions on it.
Haven't heard it. Not wash my hands walking away.
Wash my hands in the situation.
Yeah. I just don't like it. And I know she's a really... She is a very talented young lady. She's very, very talented.
She's got a very nice voice.
Yes. I do not like her music. I don't care how popular she is. I do not care. I respect her as a musician, though, because she has made a big name for herself, and, you know, I respect that, but I just don't care for it. And, you know, music, different celebrities, a certain style. Are you liking all of these things just because they're popular? Because you shouldn't.
That's a very, very important question to ask yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, and that's a part of taking a deep look into yourself. It's like, do I really like these things? Do I really appreciate them? Mm-hmm. Or am I just constantly watching it so I can talk to my friends and not look stupid?
Yeah, you know, am I just indulging in the popularity of this thing?
Am I just conforming
to the... Just so I
can
talk about it with people.
Yeah, like, are you, you know, conforming to the patterns of society? Or are you doing your own thing and just like, you know, I didn't really like it. You know, I watched this, I didn't really like it. Or I haven't watched this at all. I didn't really like it. I haven't listened to this new album. I don't have any opinions on it.
Yep.
You know?
You know, and this makes me think of, like, Nickelback. Everybody loves to hate on Nickelback.
Yep.
But don't tell me that if Photograph comes on, you're not gonna... Or Rockstar, you're not gonna be like, look at this Photograph. Like, you're gonna do
Come
it.
Come on. You are going to do it.
You
can't stop yourself.
You cannot resist, because you have to.
That's
and
very
then,
true.
Same with Twilight. Everybody loves to hate on Twilight. I love Twilight. So... Come at me.
Come
I don't care.
At me.
There are worse movies out there. There are worse
That's
things
true.
Out there.
That's very true.
Let me like Twilight, or I'll hit you. Like, like that's how it's gonna be. You know,
that's
I don't.
How it's gonna
I don't diss
You're
on
gonna
people.
Get slapped.
Yeah, you will get backhanded, and I'm not gonna regret anything.
Thank
little,
you. Next.
This little girl. Shh. That's Bam. Me. I'm the little girl just going up slapping people.
Slapping people.
That's what I do. But if you find yourself doing that, where it's like, oh yeah, I kind of do like all these things because my friends do, or because a celebrity I really like likes these things, then maybe you want to do some soul searching. Maybe, I mean, there's lots of soul searching type of books. You could also get into like yoga, exercising, because exercising is not my thing, but sometimes when I just do yoga, it gives me, and I listen to music that I enjoy, and relaxes me, I just am like, wow, the skies have parted, this is amazing, I love it, it's wonderful.
Rays of sunshine beaming down.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
I'm in my element.
The heavens are looking down
on me. It's a good feeling.
Yes, and it's a wonderful time.
It is a wonderful time.
But I don't particularly want to do yoga all the time. That's just a lot, and I don't like that.
Yep.
So, you know, and then... You know, think of things that you want to do. Like, what do you want to do? Don't think about what your parents want you to do, what your friends want you to do, what your neighbors, siblings, whatever. What do you want to do with yourself, with your life, with anything? And like, what are the things that you want people to know you for? You know, kind of just follow that and not be like, well, I want to... be a movie star because then people will like me and stuff. It's like, well, do you want to be a movie star?
Like, is that what you
want to
be?
Do you want to? Acting is hard. It's hard. It's a hard thing. Especially if you do the horror genre. because mm-hmm. I'm not good at that.
Evidence.
Evidence. I have the evidence on my Facebook. It's pretty bad.
It's pretty good.
My acting. Okay. It's pretty good. It's not a bad film. My acting is bad. That's what it is.
No, it's really the opposite. Your acting is good. The film was not great.
I think all of it's bad. All but of it's so bad. Good. It's so good. I'm actually so proud of that because we worked so freaking hard on that. And it could have been way worse.
We only had
48 hours to do that. Okay.
Okay, so then that's really impressive.
Then you're like, oh wait, I changed my whole opinion.
Yeah, it did. I'm going to be honest. It really did. Because I thought this was a lot longer of a process.
Oh, so like we did it for like 2 months and it's like 6.5 minutes.
Maybe not 2 months, but like, a good amount of time. Yeah, like maybe a week or two. So I was like, really? Like,
really? After all that time? This is it?
I don't know.
No, that was 48 hours of a lot of things.
Very well done. I'm sorry for the harsh comments.
No, that's okay. I'm very harsh on myself. Like, if you saw my reactions the first times that I watched that, because I watched it with my mom, I watched it separately with my dad, I watched it with my grandma, watched it with Boucha. I watched it with so many freaking people.
Shout out to Boucha.
Yeah, shout out to Boucha. But I was like, what? This is how this turned out? I look horrible. I hate my voice. Who let me speak? You know, I'm just
sometimes you can't help it. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. Because I totally get that. Where it's like, I understand. I understand the self-criticism and it's horrible.
Self-criticism. Self-criticism.
That can also help you find yourself.
That's very true.
It can. That is very true. Because you're gonna sit there and be like, self, you like things because other people like them. What do you actually like? What do you actually want to do?
Mm-hmm. And that's a part of, you know, I'm sorry, I would have just said the same thing, but, like, it's a part of finding out who you are. It's judging yourself and just saying, not judging yourself, but, like...
A little bit judging yourself.
Kindly judging. Politely judging yourself.
Like, self, really think about this.
Yeah, like, do you really want this? Like, you know,
Do you feel it now, Mr. Krabs?
Do you feel it now, Mr. Krabs?
Because I do not. Because
I do not. I don't know about you, But I don't like this show. I don't like this kind of music.
That can also be like people pleasing. Is you want to like a thing because you want to talk to people, but you also because some people don't like that negative attention. That I don't mind when I say, oh, I've never seen Stranger Things or I've never seen Game of Thrones, and then you know people are like, what? You've never seen that? And I go,
Excuse me?
And I go, no, I have not. And then they kind of don't know what to do because they expect me to be like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I mean to. But it's like, no, I have not seen it. I do not plan to see it. And they're kind of like, oh, shit.
Oh, man.
You're not, like, begging for pity. It's like, no.
Bracing for the slap.
Yeah, I'm not. Slap me. I'll slap you back. Yeah, that's crap. No, so it's like, you know, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm not going to give you crap for not watching Scooby-Doo, okay? I'm not going to give you crap.
There you go.
Although that should be a criminal offense.
It should be. I think so, too. But we got to let people be them, though.
I got to let them yourself. Make their own wrong decisions, so.
That's. I mean, you're already fucked up, you know?
Yeah, by not watching Scooby-Doo. So, you know, I mean, that's just something that you want to ask yourself too is like in that soul searching, like, am I liking these things because everybody else is? And I know we're repeating ourselves, but it's an important point to make.
It is very important.
Yeah. And then another way that you can find yourself is just try new things. So if you have friends that are like really adventurous, there's a difference between talking about being adventurous and actually being adventurous.
That's very true.
So
people get that very mixed up.
Yes. So, I feel like I'm a person who talks about being adventurous.
Yeah.
Because there are things that I want to do. Like, I want to go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show with the Shadow Cast. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm frightened, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then, I also want to go ziplining. Like, that's legit fun. Ziplining. Not, like, stupid in Vegas. They have, like, the 50-foot... No, that's garbage. No, I want to go, like, legit ziplining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but those are like the only two adventurous quote things that I want to do right now.
But hey, they're adventurous things.
That's a step forward in, because honestly, the Virgin Games, I'm terrified. I don't like being in front of people. I don't like I just don't like all that attention when same. I know I'm going to make an idiot of myself because that's what the Virgin Games are. Same.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm not excited for that. No, but it's
taking a step out of your comfort zone, though.
Yeah. That and but it's that's a step that I'm comfortable and willing to do.
Yeah.
And then you got the people who are actually adventurous, where they're... Oh, and another thing, I talk about being adventurous. I want to be in the shadow cast. But then you have people who are actually adventurous, where they're like, oh yeah, man, I went skydiving, I went hiking, I jumped off a cliff, I did all this shit.
I'm like, I thought of something and I did it.
Yeah, and it's like, prove it, though. And then they have all this... They have, right? Like... Because I have a friend evidence. Who jumped off the... Yeah, evidence. I have a friend... and she jumped off the stratosphere in Vegas, which is like their space needle, oh, and damn. they film it as you're going down. Yeah, so she has that.
Oh, that's crazy.
I saw her do it too, because we were in Vegas when she was in Vegas, and I saw her do it, and I was like, how do I achieve this level
of adventurousness?
Yeah, I want to be this adventurous. Teach me your ways, Peter Pan. Thank you. Because fair, you know, well, that's the thing too, where it's like, I don't want to be Katie, she's the one who jumped. Mm. I don't want to be her. I want to be adventurous like that. I want to, in my own comfort zone. I always talk about doing things, but I never do them. And then there are people who talk about doing things and then do them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I would definitely try new things that you're comfortable with. So, I mean, if you have friends, if you're scared of the Virgin Games, bring your friends. Who will also do the Virgin Games with you, whether they've seen it or not.
That's a big thing, too. It's like, if you're really nervous about something, like...
Bring your posse.
Exactly. Bring your posse. Can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if you really want to take this step out of your comfort zone, but still feel comfortable and not completely scared, not completely nervous, to the point where you just, you know...
Bring
you
your homeboys.
Completely leave. Bring your homeboys. That's right.
Yeah. Because your homeboys got your back. Okay.
That's right.
Even if
then you
girls,
can all be scared
back.
And nervous and anxious together.
Yeah.
And that's
or bring your adventurous friend that won't make you feel like embarrassed or scared or anything. Mm-hmm. Bring that adventurous friend who will encourage you in a good way and do things with you because they know that will help you conquer that fear or anxiety and just be like, we're doing it.
These are examples of good friends, by the way.
Yeah, when they say we...
Find yourself some good friends.
When they say we're doing it, not you're doing it, or I'm doing it, when we, collectively, as team, we're doing it. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
There we go. That was brilliant.
Wow, that was great.
That was not planned.
That was not planned at all. That was good.
That was beautiful. So... I mean, do you have anything else to add?
Honestly, the one thing I was going to add was definitely on the topic of, like, steps to help, you know, be more comfortable in your own skin, to be yourself. Kind of back to the topic of what we were talking about regarding, like, waking up and just asking yourself, you know, what do you want to do with your day, right? Like, as soon as you wake up, that should just be the first question, you know, just, okay, what do I want to do today? You know, not what do my parents want me to do today, not what my friends want me to do today. What do I want
to
do today?
With the exception of work, please go to work.
With the exception, yeah, please go to work. Please go to work, make that money, get that bread. But, like,
don't
with that exception, don't piss off your boss, please. Or your coworkers, too, because that could end up coming at you in the butt.
They'll get you.
They're going to slap you. But that's a really good question to ask yourself in the morning. And that can really, it seems small, but it can really help build. You can help build your self-esteem up with that. It's like, you know, I did. Because then at the end of the day, you can, you know, as long as you've accomplished it, of course, or even just accomplished a little, it doesn't matter. It's like, you can say, hey, you know, I accomplished something.
Mm-hmm.
I did something that I wanted to do today.
Exactly.
I wasn't influenced by other people. I did something that I wanted to do, and I had fun doing it.
Yeah.
I should do that again the next day. Exactly, right? Oh, wait, but I have work, so I can't. But
you know. Damn, we tried.
Damn. Self-improvement next day.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I think that's all we have for you guys on being yourself.
I mean,
it's a lot of soul-searching, really thinking about who you are. Remember Simba. Who you are.
Don't be afraid of your own thoughts. Don't distract yourself.
Yeah, definitely. We are all our own worst critic.
Exactly. That's good. It's a good line to close it off on.
Yeah. And I'm going to keep saying yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have to ruin the last line.
Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. That was probably really loud. I apologize if that was really loud in your ears.
Please don't listen to this with headphones.
Yeah, oh God. I'll put that in the description.
Disclaimer.
I'll be like, ooh, sorry, guys.
Oh, man.
But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Cody will continue to feature on the podcast because we like having him here. Hear it over.
I love being here.
Over at All Whack Productions.
All Whack Productions.
It's literally just me and my laptop and my phone. In my room.
Area is anonymous, of course. Yeah. This will not be disclosed.
My room. In this episode. That's where it is.
You can't tell them that! They don't know!
But they don't know.
They do.
Oh!
Clever.
Hasta la vista. Stay groovy.
Hasta la vista, babies.
Stay groovy, and we will catch you next time.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.